Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning to you, Dave.
How are you doing?
I'm above ground, so I can't
complain.
That's
all we can all ask for. Can I ask you a question, right?
Go on.
I have a little story about you that I dine out on, and I just want to know whether you have any inkling if this is true or not, right? I was walking from here, where we have Today FM, over to the car park, which is over there, the College of Surgeons car park, right?
Yeah.
And as I was walking over, as a fella on a motorbike, and he beep me, and he said, "How are you, Dave?" And I said, "All right." And I went, "I think that's Liam Cunningham." And then he was gone. Now, I have said that I'm definitely sure it was you, and that I'm so famous that Liam Cunningham, one of my favourite actors, would beat me and say hello to me.
Well, I can give you some information on that. That may well have been me. I could have been drunk on the back of the bike. No, I'm only joking. I do have a motorbike.
Yes, okay.
My own. If it was white, then it was mine.
I'll say it was white.
I might have given you the old nod.
Yeah, there was a... Oh, listen, I'm dying out on that story for decades now. So I'll go with that. How have you been?
I've been good. Yeah. I'm good. Made it back.
Made it back from Nepal.
Yeah.
So this is wild. Uncharted is an incredible show with Ray Goggins, who takes people and puts them in difficult situations.
Yeah.
So Ian, the most difficult situation you had is the fact you had to hang out with PJ Gallagher. But other than that, he's such a great lad, in fairness. Right. And I tell you, the two of you and Ray, the three of you got on like a house on fire. What's hilarious about this conversation is...
Yeah.
I'm Dave, and I've seen the show, and Liam Cunningham hasn't seen the show yet.
So
you don't know what you look like.
Sent me over. Oh, no, I know I look like an idiot. That goes without saying.
Okay, so
that's what I aim for. Anything above idiot is a win for me.
You've definitely won. The show is amazing. Uncharted. Yeah. Liam and PJ Gallagher go with Ray Goggins to Nepal to ride motorbikes. I mean, there are so many countries with so many beautiful pieces of terrain that don't require you to, you know, go to 4,000 meters up in the sky.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be. And listen, that was one of the attractions with me when they spoke to me, and I don't normally do these sort of things.
Sure.
I have a camera on me when I'm off me halliers.
Yeah.
But they said, look, we have to put you in, to use that well-known French word, the merd.
Right.
We have to do that. Otherwise, it's just another travel show.
Makes sense.
And that was kind of a selling point.
Yeah.
So if you consider, and you've just said about going somewhere lovely on your motorbike. So 4,000 metres, three geriatrics, doing something we should have been doing in our 20s and left it three decades too late. With altitude sickness.
Talk to me about altitude, because I don't think people really understand the effect this can have. Because it sounds like, what, you just went up a bit, that's fine.
No.
It really affects you, doesn't it?
Yeah. And to give you anybody into Formula One out there, if you go to Mexico for the Grand Prix, they have to adjust the engines because there isn't enough air to fire them up because of the thinness of the oxygen.
Right.
So the further up you go, and when you're off-road... And you're halfway up the Annapurna mountain range, and there's a 2,000 meter drop to the right. And your brain is not working properly because there's not enough oxygen, and the road is about 10 feet wide, and it's in the dark.
And there's black ice.
And there's black ice on a hairpin. It's not
wild.
A travel show.
No, it's not.
Let's tear all of the, get the mask off these idiots. See how they survive in freezing cold, 15 below at night, with not even a super sair in the hotel room.
That's the thing as well.
Hotel is super large award as well.
Yeah, that's actually true. Because friends of mine have done kind of Everest base camp, right?
Yeah.
Some of them have done Everest, but what they talk about is it's the facilities. Okay, obviously there's a huge effect on your body as you go up and up.
Yeah.
But the higher you go, the worse the facilities get. Because no one can live up, well, Nepalese can live up there, but the few of them, they don't want to. They want to live further down.
They don't, so much so that when we went, where we went, which is Upper Mustang, it's called, it's a great name.
Yeah.
The Nepalese government do not open that area until the 1st of March to trekkers. And you have to get a special permission slip from the Nepalese government. But of course, being Irish, we went in the middle of February on motorbikes and slipped past everyone and went up to kill ourselves.
One of my favourite things was PJ Gallagher. So the lads have comms on their motorbikes, right? So in the helmets, they can each talk to each other. And the great thing is we can hear it. So this is PJ giving out about Liam, right?
And I was starting to find the finest then in Liam giving out about stuff all the time.
Rock there, does he rock? Nobody singing the Rocky Road to Dublin.
We named him Cranky Drew. You know, he's like Ronnie Drew, the voice. You know, yeah. And he's cranky all the time. We named him Cranky Drew.
Very tricky bit coming. Big hole. That rattled me bones.
Actually, what you were doing was you were being incredibly helpful to your fellow bikers.
Yeah, they were coming up behind me because they kept making me go on the lead. I think they wanted me to dive first and then say, we better not go that way. Liam's dead. Yeah, they kept throwing me up the front, which is a bit of a worry.
But you did well. You did very well.
We did all right, I think, yeah.
No, you
and
did.
It's good fun. Ray is great. PJ's great. And not only that, to go back to what we were saying about it not being a travel show.
Yes,
I mean, we all know PJ's been very good about his mental health problems.
Absolutely.
And stuff. And very difficult for him, being a comedian and an entertainer and Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky, to come out. And it could cost him professionally. And he still did it. And we discuss it in the show. You've seen the show. I think we do.
It's a profound discussion, to be honest with you.
And look, I'm generalising here, but women are great in the sense that if they get emotional or tragedy in their lives,
they'll talk.
And I'm generalising.
Sure,
they talk. They talk to each other. They roar and scream. And fellas go, I don't want to show weakness. I don't want to admit there's a problem. And they keep to themselves. And you can't keep it to yourself. Somewhere down the line, it's going to come out.
Absolutely.
And I would, just on the back of the PJ stuff, is that if you are in any trouble or feeling not good about yourself, and it's beyond having a bad day or a bad week or whatever it may be, seek help. There is help out there, and talk, for God's sake, talk.
And PJ is living proof of that. And in fact, the discussions that you guys have on the show are genuinely brilliant. I've got Liam Cunningham with me, actor, amazing motorbike man, leader of this group of Ray Goggins and PJ Gallagher going across the Nepalese mountains. You were the first one to come a cropper in the order in which I saw the show. I'm not, you know, editing can be cruel, but you smacked your back off a rock at one point.
I was, when we were doing the final interviews, I was saying, I still had a serious click in my shoulder. I don't know whether they showed that in the final interview.
Not in the final one,
did they not?
Was that from?
We were doing the final interview and I went, and there was a big during the interview. I said, the sound picked that up. And they went, oh yeah, the sound guy nearly fell off his chair laughing at my clicky shoulder.
Wow.
And Ray came off a couple of times as well.
Yeah.
And where we were down at some wadi, you know, down in a gully of a extinct river or something.
Yeah. No, they're
it's tricky
serious.
To get out. Yeah. If that happens to you. And
And what I thought as well was, you were very smart at the end. So once they reached the kind of final destination, the three boys are there, and it was a walk up. I mean, that walk is no joke. Like, it literally just steps up. But at that altitude, to walk up those steps, and you kept pointing out, there are people on donkeys, lads, and they're all shooting up the side, and we have to take these steps up.
Yeah, it was horrible. Zigzag up to light a candle in a cave.
And then,
after falling off the bike and nearly dying.
Where Liam was very smart was, there's also a glacial kind of, I won't call it a spring, but basically there's these hundreds of these spouts coming out. And of course, Ray Goggins is Ray Goggins. He's the hardest man in Ireland.
Yeah.
So he decides he's going to walk underneath all of these spouts.
Oh, this is in the temple.
In the temple.
A big temple. Yeah.
And PJ goes, well, if Ray's doing it. And Liam goes, lads, I'm sitting down over here. And the smart man, I would have been like you.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I'm not getting into that freaking
photograph. Photographs.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing great, lads. I did applaud them. I said, fair play to you, lads. You're doing great work.
You're not getting
in. No, I'm not getting in there.
Have you done any uncomfortable stuff acting-wise? I mean, like, you have stunt doubles and all that kind of stuff, but have you ever done yourself any mischief?
No, I've done. Yeah, I nearly got killed a couple of times. I nearly got killed in Game of Thrones.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah, and what was it? The Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah.
I lead off, if those that remember.
I do.
There's a big attack, and I'm on the back of my gorgeous horse.
Davos goes off, yeah.
And we had a crane with a camera on the end of it. And the camera was supposed to be moving up, and I give a roar, and they go. But of course, when I gave the roar and all of the soldiers and knights and everything start running, my horse
spooked
and jumped to the left. And there's a mat box, you know, a mat box. There's a front to keep the sun off the lens.
Okay, yeah.
Sharp blades,
sharp edges, blades. Yeah.
And I literally the horse flung me to the left. I ducked my head, and the camera went over like that. So there would have been. It would have been a headless Liam Cunningham. A headless horseman, Liam Cunningham.
Which for the show would have been great, but absolutely unnecessary from that point of view.
This episode is dedicated to the headless horseman, Liam Cunningham. Literally,
that
headless
is
horseman.
Wild.
Yeah. Yes, and in France, I made a movie in France, came a horse bolted again, and I ended up moving so quickly that I knocked a horse over.
I'm not joking.
I knocked the legs out from underneath the horse, yeah, after being flung off the horse I was on.
So
yeah.
You were on one horse, you got flung off, you ran, you ended up...
No, I got flung off over the head of the horse. Oh, I went sliding into the rear legs of another horse and knocked him over, yeah, like skittles.
That is ludicrous.
Irish skittles.
Is it any wonder you go on motorbikes?
Is it any wonder I'm not well in the head?
Horses are not your friends.
Yeah.
What have you got going on acting-wise at the moment? Anything exciting?
Ooh, I have a bit of news for you lovely people. We just finished season two of Three Body Problem.
Three Body Problem, this is one of my favourite shows of the last 5 years.
Season two is just done. I go over for fittings and costume for season three next week to Budapest, and we start filming, I think, around July.
That is incredible. What a show that was.
Yeah, so that'll be the final season.
If people haven't seen that, please go and watch Three Body Problem, because it is what I love sometimes about shows is when they can work in very complex scientific things that you don't understand, but then they explain them in a way that you kind of go, oh my God.
Yeah, I get it now.
So kind the three of body problem. Yeah, and honestly, it's fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty good. And it is about that. Don't be put off by the quantum entanglement.
No, just go with it. It's a good drama. And
yeah,
there's lots
really
of
good
humanity in there as well, which for, as you said, quantum entanglement, aliens, always kind of, it's really human.
Yeah. And for those that don't know, the premise is great. Look, we find out aliens are on the way. Yeah. They're so far away, they're going to be here in 400 years.
So
we've got
do?
400 years. What do you do if you've got 400 years
to get ready
to get ready for an alien invasion? What do you do?
That's so good.
It's a clever premise.
It's such a clever premise. It is. Another clever premise is putting Ray Goggins and a couple of people on motorbikes and going around the Nepalese mountains. May 13th, 25 to 10 on RT1, you will catch season two of Uncharted. And the first episode, you've got to watch this. But if it's these boys, honestly, himself and PJ Gallagher and Ray Goggins, absolutely brilliant. Liam, great to see you. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you very much, sir. A pleasure to be here.
Good luck.
Dave Moore on Today FM.